their home.
你可以看到我的家乡在哪里。
Do you know where that is?
你一定猜不到。
I don't think you can guess.
是江苏的宁，是浙江的宁波。
It is 浙江宁波。
但是你不要问我会不会讲宁波话。因为我不到三岁就到香港。
Because when I was three, I was in Hong Kong.
就在香港长大。
And I grew up in Hong Kong.
所以一直都是讲广东话。
And so I spoke Cantonese all the time.
我的国语是在学校里头学。
And I only learned my Mandarin in school.
我要谢谢我的妈妈，因为她常常带我去看国语的电影。所以我的国语其实不在学校里头学，是在电影院里头学。所以比较一般香港来的国语讲的比较好一点。那我好像神牧师的感觉，我是第一次到一个夏令会冬令会，是讲员要讲见证的。
Similar to what the pastor said this morning, I feel a little bit strange in coming because this is the first time I will have a chance to give my testimony.
那其实讲员讲见证有一个好处。
Actually, there is something good about the main speaker.
你知道一个人是怎么样一个人？
Because you know what those people be like.
而且你们编排的非常的周到。
And then you have very good arrangement.
年纪长的就长讲的比较长一点，年纪轻一点呢就可以讲短一点。第二个减轻我的压力。我们今天听沈牧师讲非常感动。下午座谈会也有见证。
And there was another testimony this afternoon.
也是很叫我感动。
And it also touched my heart.
那见证就是神在不同的人、不同的个性、不同的背景，但是神彰显他的作为。
A testimony is a recounting of what God did to different people.
所以每个人都不同的。
So everybody is different.
那我今天晚上跟你讲，从哪里讲起呢？
So what, how should I start my testimony tonight?
从我的儿子讲起。
From my son.
那这个人年底到了。某一个年纪呢，也都喜欢讲你的儿子的。那沈牧师他说要保持一点点的秘密，就是说他从前的名字叫什么。
And Pastor Chen said that he had to keep a secret, and that was his previous name.
就请你让我保持我的秘密，我不告诉你我多大年纪。但是我让你看一下我的儿子，好吧？你要不要看看我的儿子？没关系，请我的儿子站起来。你等一会问问他几岁，就可以猜到我几
岁。好好毕业才能 get all
right。啊，为什么我从我的儿子讲起呢？
So what do I want to start with my son?
我有两个儿子。
I have two sons.
两年前。
Two years ago,
有一个晚上
there was a night,
他们来对我说
they come to speak to me,
教会快要有一个敬礼
there's an oncoming baptism at church,
我们可以参加吗？
Can we join it?
我心里高兴得不得了
I was very happy in my heart,
但是表面装得非常严肃
But on the outside, I was very unassured,
父亲都是这样
Because parents always say
他里头很高兴外面还是装模作样我就说你为什么要受浸我就一个晚上跟他们两兄弟谈到十二点钟因为我恐怕他要受洗
Because I was afraid that if they want to be baptized,
就是因为他是蔡元云的儿子。
Because they're my son.
做传道人的儿子有压力的。
Because they're pressure associated with being preacher's son.
对不对？你到一个大会里头又要站起来，真麻烦。
Because you always have to do it.
真的很大压力。
So there's a lot of pressure.
在学校里头，每个老师都认识我。
And all the teachers know me in school.
啊，很多教堂很多人认识我。
And all the churches to go to, they all know.
做蔡元云儿子不容易。
And so it's difficult to be baptized by son.
我要很清楚他为什么信。
I want to be very clear why they want to be baptized.
我很高兴。
I was very happy.
其实他们年纪很小。
But they were very young at that time.
我知道他已经。但是我不强逼他受洗。
But I didn't want to force him.
我就看着他。 直到他们自己跟我讲。
And so they're very nice to talk to
me. 而且我跟我们教会的牧师这样讲。
And then I talk to the pastor.
就要好好的查问他们的信仰。
That you need to be very careful to see what the motivation is.
要他们清清楚楚。
That you need to be very clear.
那个时候我的大儿子17岁。
At that time, the oldest son was 17.
小儿子16岁。
The younger was 15.
那么我回想的时候呢，我信主也是十七岁。
When I thought that I became a Christian when I was 17.
其实我长大是在一个非基督教的家庭。
And I grew up in a non-Christian home.
我是长子。
I'm the eldest son.
第三。How should I say?
Eldest grandson. And also the eldest grandson.
其实这次我翻译不容易，因为我很多广东的国语，我这些广东国语还没有出来，已经招架不住。好，那所以在家里头呢，有一个一直传下来的传统的一个，我不知道什么行动是我负责。
And so the one thing that I also responsible in the family is from the family tradition.
每天早上上学之前
every morning before we go to school,
我要替我的母亲去上香
that I need to put incense on behalf of my mother.
门口土地
to in front of the house.
天官赐福
and so that God may bless us.
一共有六个神位
And that there are six of these things.
我每天我就是上完香才给上学。
And actually, only for the school after I finish putting in.
那其实我在小学已经是念基督教的学校。
But actually, I went to Christian elementary school.
但我不信。
But I wasn't a believer.
我感觉我念书比他们强。
Because I believe I was a better student.
那我感觉每一方面我都比他们优胜一点点。
And in many ways, I was always superior to them.
那么然后我到了一个中学。
And then I went to junior high.
是一个香港最出名的中学。
Was a very famous high school in Hong Kong.
没有宗教。
It was religious.
所以根本没有机会。
And so I didn't have any opportunity.
但是我还有很多基督徒的朋友。
But I had very many Christian friends.
可是那个学校完全看不起他们。
But then I always disdained them.
不感觉要信。
I didn't feel like I needed.
那么而且呢，在学校里头有好几个没有信主的。
And then in school there were several students who were.
就特地的联合起来。
And then they were joined together.
去找那些基督徒的麻烦。
And then they were always trying to pick on the Christians.
整天跟他们在辩。
They were always fighting with them.
可是神怜悯我。
But God was gracious to me.
到我念到中学六年级 ，Form Six.
When I was in Form Six,
从另外一个中学调了有一个同学到我的学校。
From another high school, there was a transferee who came to my school.
后来我才知道。
And then I knew later,
那个同学因为在他原来的学校传福音传得太热心
了。He was so very enthusiastic in spreading the gospel in the
high school.
He was kicked out.
然后从那个学校叫了我的学校。
So he found a transfer from his school to mine.
他们学校是很有名的学校。
And he was also a very
high school. 但在那段时间不准传福音。
But during that time was prohibited.
所以有六个学生在那个时间就出校。
And so they kicked out six students.
其中一个就到我的
and so the one ended up in my school
那么就刚刚坐在我个别
and then he was sitting right next to me
其实你们可能有一些认识他是徐以强医生他现在在美国的 Pittsburgh 好像在 Pittsburgh
some of you may know he's Dr. 徐以强 and who is
George Xu
in Pittsburgh
他刚刚坐在我旁边
he sat next to me
我就看着他
so then I started watching
这个很奇怪
he's a very strange person
读书第一
It's the first in school.
我看，哎，外面来到这个 Park School 在抄我们。
He was very good student from a very good school, and he was superior.
所以你知道我那个时候的 pride 很重要。
Because at that time I was very proud.
是我看着他。
And so I started watching him.
第二，他很认真。
Number two, he was very studious.
对自己的要求。
He had high expectations for himself.
那么每一次下课，他就找很多的人谈话。
And then he would talk to a lot of people after school.
也很有爱心。
He had a lot of.
后来就一直看着他。
So I paid a lot of attention to him.
那他已经也看着我。
And so he started watching me as well.
就开始借一些书给我看。
And so he started reading some books.
那我信主的进程是从理性开始。
And so I started by believing from intellectually.
我看很多书。
I read a lot.
圣经可信吗？
Is the Bible worth believing?
科学的见证。
What about the testimony?
都是从理性要找一些理论的基础跟他去辩。
I wanted to find an intellectual base to argue with him.
但是
，But
其实是他的生命影响我。
But his life in effect.
我回想，其实他是我看真正的第一个基督徒。
In retrospect, he was the very first real Christian.
原来很多所谓基督徒。根本没有生命
because there are a lot of Christians that are without life
所以我就是说跟其他的所谓基督徒比一比下去的时候我说这样信主有什么分别
so when I compared to the so-called Christians I thought that was better
我后来才发现真正信主的真的有分别
and then I discovered there is a difference for those who are real Christians
但是我真正信主还不是理性
but when I really believed it wasn't intellectually
是在一个晚上
it was an early evening
我那个时候我刚才说17岁
and when I was 17
那么啊、还记得很清楚那天晚上就是这个 George 徐礼强说你要不要跟我去一个布道会
I remember very clearly this Dr. George who said to me invite me to an evangelist meeting
我去就去怕你吗
Sure also I'm not sure
我跟他反正都在见
Because I wanted to argue with him
我们坐船到香港
So we rode on a ship to Hong Kong
在船上还在变
And we were still arguing
然后就到香港一个教堂里头我还记得是在香港的林良堂
It was in 林良堂 in Hong Kong
那么那天晚上讲到的是陈牧师陈进辉牧师
And it was Pastor Tom at that time who spoke to us
我很记得他讲什么
I still remember what he talked about
约翰一书第四章
First John chapter 4
神就是爱
God is love
整天晚上就是讲爱
So they talked about love all night long
整天晚上讲罪
About sin all night long
很奇怪
It's very strange.
我从来不感觉自己是罪。
I never thought I was a sinner.
我在学校一直上罪。
I was doing very long school.
通常是在 A class.
I always got A.
那么通常是我的啊、grade 是什么 grade? 品格都是 A.
And in classroom behavior, I always had A.
因为我通常很少的讲话。
Because I spoke very little.
少讲话的都是 A 的。就是这样对外面看
so from the external looking at me
我一直感觉自己在家里头我爸妈妈从来都没有骂过
and my parents have never had any trouble with me at all
那学校里头也是老师对我没有什么话讲
and my teachers were all very satisfied with me
那天晚上
but that night
讲对
they talked about sin
那么然后呼召的时间
and then they called for people to come forward
很奇怪我第一下头
Very strange, but I
我还没有反应要爵士
At that time, I haven't decided yet.
但是突然之间在脑袋里头就出来很多从小一直到大犯过的罪
But then all of a sudden I started remembering in my inside all the sins I have committed
我自己都怕去
And I started being afraid
而且有一些呢我以为没有人知道的罪
And then there were some sins I knew that were hidden and no one knew
我六年级
And when I was in sixth grade
我偷过六本书
I stole six books
是老师放假之前拿书进来
and it is a book that were brought in by teachers before vacation
让我们放假之前可以看
it's something that we were supposed to read before
我那段时间11岁
at that time I was 11
但是我心里说、哎、这几本书我很喜欢
and then I thought oh I really like this book
我就把它藏起来
so I hid it
老师放学的时候
and after school
他找数来数去他六本
The teacher was counting all the books and found that they were six short.
然后他就对我们说，谁拿了那书
？And then they said, who took the books?
我坐在第一排。
I was sitting on the first row.
在发抖。
I was shivering.
没有勇气说是我。
But I was too coward to say that it was me.
很高兴，我的母亲来了。
Very happily, my mother came that time.
母亲很爱我。
My mother loved me a lot.
天天来给我放
假。She would come to watch you.
那我就对我的老师说，
So I told my teacher.
我说老师。
As the teacher,
我的妈妈来了
Here's my mother
我可以跟她先走
I want to leave with her
因为我的生育一直都很好很有声望
Because my reputation is always very good
那所以我的老师说你可以先走
So the teacher said okay go ahead
我就拿着书包去就
走 I go back and left real quickly
我还以为是神不知鬼不觉
I thought that no one knew of this
但是那天晚上
But that night The Holy Spirit told me,
好像这类的过程
Things like that in the past
一幕一幕在我的脑袋里头出来
And things will continually circulate through my mind
我的眼泪就丢下来
and tears fell down my face.
主耶稣，神就是爱。
Lord Jesus, God is love.
所以，陈牧师在呼道。
And so as Pastor Ken called,
我坐在后面。
I was in the back.
我不要举头。
I didn't want to raise my hand.
直到最后，最后。
Until the very, very end.
我也不知道为什么。
I didn't know why.
一时软弱就拔出。
In my moment of weakness, I raised my hand.
因为我自己，我一举手的话。
Because I knew as soon as I raised
my hand. 我就在这个 George 面前很丢脸。
Because I felt very ashamed in front of George.
跟他变了一脸。
Because we spent a whole year arguing.
难道这样就输了给他？
Could I have just lost like this?
但是结果，我结果。
But in the end, I raised my hand.
走出去。
I started walking to the front.
那天晚上回家。
And then that night I went home.
我一个人。
I by myself.
我在家里头，我跟我的弟弟住一个房间。
I had to share the same room with my brother.
我睡上面的一层是双层的床。
It is a bunk bed. I slept on top.
那天晚上我跪在床上。
And I was kneeling on my bed.
头顶紧一个屋顶。
My head was touching the ceiling.
不断的流泪。
And I cried constantly.
求神。
That God will forgive my sin.
我就是这样信主。
And so that's how I became a Christian.
那信主之后呢，才一年左右，我就离开香港到加拿大念书。
I left Hong Kong for Canada for my studies about 1 year after I became a Christian.
那么那个时间还不到十九岁。
I was barely 19.
那么有人问我，你是什么时候奉献的呢？
So someone asked, when did you give of yourself?
那通常的人呢，都是算我在念神学那一年开始。
And so usually you start counting when you start going to divinity school.
我就告诉他 it's not fair.
So I told him that it's not fair.
我不是从那天开始。
So that's not when you start.
我说真正开始的是。
And the real count that it started.
在一九六四年。
It was in 1964.
在一个冬令会。
It was in a winter camp.
但是讲起那个冬令会，我要再讲我的儿子。
But let's talk to you about that winter camp. I have to talk to you about my son again.
不是这个儿子。
Now this one
是另外一个儿子。
The other one
大儿子。
The oldest one
这个是小
的。This is the smaller one.
那大儿子呢，就比他大一岁。
And so the older one is 1 year older than he is.
我刚刚前几个月收到他的信。
A couple months ago, I received a letter from him.
从加拿大写信回香港。
It's a letter from Canada to Hong Kong.
他的父亲。
He said, Dear Father,
告诉你，我刚刚去了一个冬令会。
To tell you that I just came back from a winter camp.
我很喜欢那个冬令会。
I really liked it.
那讲生命的问题。
Because it talks about life.
讲人是谁。
And the speaker was.
彭金辉牧师。
And
so he said.
让他说。
我在冬令会。
When I was at the camp.
已经决定。
I was already decided.
奉献自己。
That I want to give of myself.
或他加一句。
But he added something.
他说我不是准备做传道。
I am not prepared to be a pastor.
其实奉献传道不传道不是最重要的。
啊，
我收到邮件。
So when I got the letter,
很感动。
I was very touched.
眼泪就下来。
So I started crying again.
我是说，我算了一下，他1989年。
And so I started counting. That was in 1989.
在 Regina 加拿大一个 Regina 冬令会。
He went to winter camp in Regina, Canada.
奉献给。
And so he gave up himself.
我刚刚就是25年前。
And then 25 years ago.
1964年。
I myself in 1964.
也是在 Regina.
And also at Regina.
同一个冬令会。
It was also the same winter camp.
我奉献给。
Then I gave up myself.
25年之后。
25 years later,
恩待了我的儿子。
God was gracious to my son.
意思很简单。
It's the same.
我弄清楚一个问题。
So I understood one problem.
主权问题。
Problem of sovereignty.
我还记得那天晚上唱的诗。
I still remember the hymn we sang that.
Take my life and let it be.
Take my life and let it be.
啊，我很喜欢那首歌。
I really like that hymn.
Take my life.
Take my life.
要我的命。
Take my life.
那首歌真的要我的命。Take my life. 是神把他的命给我。
Because God gives His life to me.
那很简单。
It's very easy.
我的命应该给他。
My life
就是那么简单。
It should be that easy.
那么那个时间，我就在冬令会。
And so in that winter camp,
我对主说
I talk to the Lord.
My life is yours.
That my life is yours.
请你接受。
Please take it and accept.
啊，很奇怪，在同那个冬令会 奉献的很多现在都跟我一起在香港侍奉。
And verse 10 say a lot of people that give up their lives.
有一些可能你们都认得，有些可能你们认得罗曼华姐妹。
Sister 罗曼华
给我。还有一位刚刚到 Toronto Benny Chin 前北斗
Benny Chin
啊，我在做很多是那段时间去奉献
的，
后来就到不同的工厂来服侍，那个是我刚刚念大学第一年。
And then the first year in my college，
但是在生命很重要的一个转捩点呢，是在1965年工作的一年的下一年。
But a very crucial turning point in my life was the following year at a summer camp in 1965.
那年我到 Toronto 去做暑期的工。
I had a summer job in Toronto.
那暑期快要完的时候，有一个夏令营。
At the end of the summer, there was a summer camp.
有一个同学跟我一起到 Toronto 问我要不要去那个夏令营。
There was a fellow student who asked me to go with him.
我说我不去。
I said no.
因为我还要赚钱。
Because I still want to make money.
就保一些钱，好像我明年可以有学费可以交。
So that I can pay for my school.
所以说对不起，我不去。
So I said sorry, I can't go.
很奇怪。
But very strangely,
快要到暑期结束的时候
，near the end of the summer,
我们几个同学驾车到 Niagara Falls, Toronto 到 Niagara Falls 很近。
Several of us go from Toronto to Niagara Falls.
这个 weekend,
to spend a weekend.
那么回程的时候
，but on the return trip,
车刚刚出来。
As we were beginning to drive,
就撞
and we had an accident.
我坐在前面
I was in the front seat.
一撞
and then the car hit.
我的头破
and then my forehead got hit.
送到医院里头去
so that I had to go to hospital.
缝了12针
I had 12 stitches.
所以就把头包起来
and then I started wrapping up my head.
我今天早上在医院里头起来
and the next morning when I woke up,
我看看镜子里头的这个好像是印度人的
脸。
那我说，哎，这样我不可以上班。
那
我上班的是很重的工，是在一个 golf club 里头要做很重的工。
Because I was working and it was a heavy job and a golf club.
我就说，倒不如我去参加夏令会。
So I thought perhaps I really should go to the summer camp.
结果我就去。
And so I just go and went.
头上戴上
bandages and all.
在那个夏令营
，at that summer camp，
很奇怪
，very strange。
两位讲员
，there were two speakers，
一位是 Anthony Reverend David Anthony 艾德里牧师
，one is Reverend Anthony，
另外一个是 Reverend Stephen Knight，
the other one is Reverend Stephen Knight，
徐松宁牧师 ，Reverend Stephen Knight，
Reverend Stephen Knight，
两位都是曾经在中国传福音的
，and they were both evangelists in China，
外国人。
And they're both foreigners.
另外有几位道士。
And then there were a couple other co-workers.
那他们都是外国人。
They were all foreigners.
一个是英国的一位副护士。
One was a nurse from England.
也是准备到东南亚去传福音。
She also wanted to go to
the... 另外一位是挪威籍的一个的一个宣教师。
One was an evangelist from Norway.
到辽国传福音。
And he went to Lao, Lao.
也是会讲中国话。
And they all spoke Chinese.
那我你们认识不认识艾姆斯
Aiden
认识。徐牧师你可能不认识 ，Stephen Knight 你们不认识。
Do you know Reverend Stephen Knight?
他们站在哪里？讲的是国语。
And as they were standing there, they were speaking in Mandarin.
那么艾姆斯你知道，他每次站起来就是讲中国的。
And every time
每一次站在哪里讲
过 he was telling something about China.
我坐在哪里
As I was sitting there
我看着他
As I was looking at him
特别愉快
That's very strange
头发都白
His hair was all white
那么他的皮都很皱
And then his skin was all very wrinkly
已经年纪很大
Because he was very old
现在还存在现在80多岁
He's still alive, he's over 80 now
我看着他他讲啊讲中国的情况啊中国教会的历史他的感情很强烈
so he felt very strong as he starts talking
因为我坐在哪里
the church, and as I was sitting there
我在这里做什么
so I thought what am I doing here
我从方硕中学四年级我已经很想做医生
ever since I was in form four I wanted to be a doctor
那个时候还没有信主
I wasn't a Christian yet
但是已经有这个盼望
Because I wanted to be a doctor at that time.
那到加拿大
Then I went to Canada.
我也没有 什么特别的感动，为什么要到加拿大？但是我知道加拿大有几个医学院，香港承认的。
I went to the hospital. And so now they're very old.
还在讲中国。
And they're still talking about China.
徐牧师那个时间也大概60岁。
And Pastor Chu was also about 60.
还是在加拿大做中国学生的学生工作。
He was still working with the Chinese.
没有停止。
He didn't stop.
那每一个他们讲的国语比我好。
All of them spoke better Mandarin than I.
我说那个时间呢，下决心要讲好我的国语。
So that time I decided I need to get better my Mandarin.
我从在那个时间之前从来不会站起来讲国语。
那么然后
我在那个时间在那个家里面没有护照。
I did not feel called at the summer camp.
但是我在那个 camp 的一个湖边，那个小小的湖边。
So,
所以我知道我很喜欢湖，所以我刚才已经吃完饭跑到刚才的那个湖边坐了一下。
You all know that I like lakes, so I went to sit by the lake a while ago.
我坐在那里。
I was going to say,
神听我的祷告。
So God listened to my prayer.
神也让我可以服侍我的骨肉之亲。
And God let us serve people who are of my race.
所以我在加拿大念书的时候。
So when I was studying Canada.
神已经给我很多机会到 Chinatown 里头去探一些老华侨。
God gave me the opportunity to go to China.
原来大部分都没有听过福音。
Most of them have never heard of the gospel.
在当中做学生工作。
And that I was spending time with the students.
连大部分都没有听过。
And most of them were not Christian.
后来再开始一个华人教会。
And then I started a Chinese church.
神就这样为我预备。
So God prepared me along the way.
但是真正的预备呢？
When the real preparation came.
为我预备了一位同心的太太。
That God gave me a wife of the same heart.
那么我其实很盼望介绍我的太太给你。
I really want to be able to introduce my wife to you.
不过她今天不在。
Yes, she's not here today.
那么我在那个时间还没有女朋友。
At that time, I didn't have a girlfriend.
所以我在神面前就去祷告。
I started praying in front of God.
我在神面前求。
So I started praying.
我说四个条件。
I said there are four conditions.
要不要听？
Four love. Four what?
Four love.
Four love.
第一。
Number one.
一定要爱神。
She must love God.
我自己感觉神既然呼召我。将来跟我一起走的，跟我一样，他们是神所爱，也是爱神。第二，第二，当爱神也没有用，要爱我。爱神的太多了，爱我的很难找。这个很重要。第三，这个很重要。
Very important.
我知道神已经把中国放在我的心。
I know that God has placed China on my heart.
第三。
So thirdly,
要爱中国。
She must love China.
因为那个时间到加拿大念书的大部分都没有准备回去。
Because at that time, most of the students who went to Canada weren't prepared to return to China.
但是我心里都感觉。
But at that time, I thought within my heart,
神会把我带回去。
That if God were to lead me back,
我说一定要同心。
And so there must be one with the same heart.
感谢主。
So thank God.
预备三个条件。
Now he gives me somewhere that met those three conditions.
还有第四。
And then there's the fourth one.
比较是我自私一点。
It's something that I'm selfish about.
要爱我的家人。
They must love my family.
我的家人那个时候还没有信主。
At that time, none of them were Christian.
我知道可能有困难。
I thought there might be difficulty.
事实上，后来真正出现困难。
And in reality, there were difficulties later on.
因为我父母，我还没有 那个时候他还没有信主。
Because my parents were not Christians at the time.
后来我在奉献做传道的时候出现很大。